There's a beautiful saying that our elders would tell us. We'd be in the mountains digging our roots, our chash, our piache. We'd be close by, even in Mount Adams, way east, to dig our beautiful, I mean, to pick our beautiful huckleberries, choke cherries, blueberries, wild black caps. They would say, Kwale Som Chana, we will always be here. We need to keep that in our heart. We need to know that every time we look into the eyes of a child, it is our responsibility to protect them and make this world better for them. Ai, Kasiaya Pusha. Ai.
Jody McCaffrey here from Southern Oregon. I'd like to thank Sarah and Hannah and all those that put this rally together. Yay! We're here in one accord. We are here today to ask Governor Brown to support the citizens in Coos County and in Oregon and to support our local sustainable industries and jobs and not support foreign non-sustainable LNG export projects. Yay! Not only will higher energy costs harm those of us in Coos County and in Oregon, the health of our estuary and our sustainable jobs that depend on that estuary are a serious issue. Oysters are our canary in the coal mine. Yes. Not only will ocean acidification affect the oyster industry, but dredging from Jordan Cove's 232-mile pipeline will, within the first 2 miles, significantly negatively impact two oyster companies. We could lose more jobs in the oyster business alone than what Jordan Cove would end up providing. And it doesn't end there, as the pipeline goes on to impact 400 water bodies and thousands of acres of forest in Southern Oregon. I do hope that the state